blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Don't kill the messenger, but it is Monday. Time to grind with a knockdown, dragout, record-setting edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border on SiriusXM 147 and great American radio stations up and down the dial. Let's get right to the meat of it, pun intended. Friday at the CME, both live cattle and feeder cattle futures closed at or near all-time highs. June live cattle gained 25 cents to a historic 208.25. August contracts unchanged at 2410. Not sure how they remained unchanged, but they were. May feeders 145 green to a whopping 290.52. Augie doggies boom 160 to a mind-boggling 294.30. Hey, I have a full freezer of Copal beef, so I'm a-rooting for cattle prices to go even higher. It's nice to see our friends in the cattle business who are pretty much subsidy-free for the most part crush it like this. Those numbers are off the board in Chicago. These numbers are off the charts from Thursday and Friday sales from reporting barns all across the great northern beef belt. We're going monster truck on this one.
Thursday.
We were in the seats at Napoleon Livestock on the East Range in North Dakota when 53 head of black steers exited the ring, averaging 533 and hitting 419. Did it stutter? North and west 150 miles at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, 85 head of 540-pound steers sizzled at 430. Whoa! Barn fire alert. 5 to 550-pound steers range from 395 to 429 at Nebraska's Ogallala Livestock.
Very cosmopolitan.
Red cows as high as 3950 at Stockman's of Yankton. Our friends at St. Ange Livestock had a draft of Montana heifers averaging 500 pounds sell to the highest bidder for a smoke show, 382.50. Not to bring gender into it and offend sensitive ears, but these were heifers. Insert gulp here.
Do it.
Lighter sale at Mobridge Livestock, but 550-pound steers out of Elgin, North Dakota still blazed at 406.50. To all the pundits and podcasters who rarely leave their mom's basements and predicted this market to go soft 6 months ago, put that in your pipe and smoke it. We are in the seats in these sale barns and we see no end in sight of record-setting prices at live cattle auctions. See video listings of this week's sale barn offerings at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report.
Thank you, I'll be here all week.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Beef Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Do you have a moderate to severe need for top-of-the-line Angus bulls? If so, Ma and Pa Angus may be right for you.
The 28th annual bull sale is Monday, April 28th at Pressure Livestock Auction. Selling 60 registered yearling Angus bulls, we have a stellar selection of calving ease bulls to powerful herd sires. Come for lunch at 11:30 and the sale starts at 1 o'clock Central Time. The catalog and videos are online at maandpaangus.com or DV Auction.
Ask your banker if Ma and Pa Angus is right for you.